You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of Incendiary Radio coming at you on RPN, folks. Let's take Ed in Utah. He's been waiting for a few minutes. Bring him on up. How you doing, Ed?
Yeah. Am I coming out okay?
Yes, sir, you are.
Thank you. Listen, that angle that you just read, I'm not accepting it on its face for several reasons. Pardon me?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not accepting it. Trump is going to have to explain himself on this as time goes. No, we're not in a position, Robert, where we can cut him slack. I see that in the neocons, just from what little I've heard. They're trying to put this all on Paul Ryan and McConnell. Obviously, they're the chief villains in this, but Donald Trump signed it. He signed it. And what's worse is that he picked John Bolton to fulfill this military spending that's now been authorized on behalf of the Israeli lobby, Netanyahu, and that whole crowd. So what I'm saying is,
how long have you been listening?
Well, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that you're onto it as far as what is. Yeah. I'm just saying in context of that angle, and I heard him that you played there. He is taking it's almost not really a Sean Hannity in the neocon realm, Robert. He's taking that angle that, you know, we need to sit back and watch this art of the deal maker. Maybe the art of the deal is being played on us.
I was gonna bring up this article too. There's this Q squared drop on the State of the Nation 2012. Bolton appointment proves that Trump is being blackmailed. And so I was going to read this article to kind of, you know, temper the other, which I just played leading up to the top of the hour. But go ahead. I like to give both angles, you know, when I lay something out like this, like to say, okay, there's this angle, but then I've got another article which is kind of counter to that.
Right, and when he brought up the two-front war, that is a neocon talking point, China and Russia. Russia is not the United States' enemy. Vladimir Putin, in many ways, on the geopolitical stage, Robert, I have more trust in him than I do Donald Trump.
Well, right, but let me get this in at you. And I don't believe that he wants to be our enemy either, but I think elements are pushing Russia to the point where, like, you know, even like Joel Skousen says, it's like someday they might pop us because they feel pushed to the brink by some of the factions running the planet. And so they might try, they might even, you know, and then look, you can get even into this kind of backdoor of Russian and American forces training at like Fort Carson over the years and all this stuff as far as a kind of an infiltration type stealth thing that the population's not even aware of.
Right. Well, one thing, Robert, if you look at the Russian scandal, and I agree, of course, it's total horse crap. It should have been ended long ago. Mueller should be put back and back charges on him. But it's working for them. It's not pointless for them, Robert. They've got him. They've got Donald Trump backing away from Russia, not taking the lead and having just they were mad the other day that he called and congratulated them. Donald Trump should be as forceful when he smarts back off at these other detractors, at them neocons. We are at that point. And to that end, and here's where I'm saying no, there's evidence that they are winning. Not only are they keeping up this anti-Russian thing here, and it was in that thing you had there on that angle, that we have to worry about a two-front war. No, we don't. It's not there. Donald Trump knows that. But look at the gun control movement going simultaneous with this. Look at the left-wing Jewry, Dershowitz and that crowd. Look at them push this in this land of Lansky there, Parkland, Florida. And I know you're onto that, Robert, the whole push there. But Donald Trump, he's the one that could put the end to this. Instead, no. He said, I'm not afraid of the NRA. You guys are afraid of the NRA. What, is that Bill Clinton talking? No, it's a guy who told us he was more pro, nobody's more Second Amendment than me. That's what he said. But he has to act like it. Because even Rush Limbaugh, you may want to go over what Rush Limbaugh did there. Of course, Rush Limbaugh is mainstream. But Rush Limbaugh also put a lot of credibility of his own on the line in backing Trump while others didn't. Rush Limbaugh interrupted Donald Trump the other day, talking over him when Trump was signing the budget bill. And he said, stab me in the back. And started almost mocking Trump with the Wilbur from Mr. Ed. So Limbaugh has a lot at stake here, too. He put some of his credibility on the line. And yes, I know he's a neocon at heart, but he's also a kind of a genuine conservative, maybe even a closet racial-minded person that doesn't want to see, Robert, the total destruction of this country. And he was hitting back at Trump, trying to remind him this wasn't in the campaign platform.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I completely, empathize with that, that feeling. It's just fascinating, and I try to cover a lot of different angles on the show, and I was just wanting to put that one out there.
Yes,
let's see what they're basically say. They basically. John Bolton was put in because, this whole Stormy Daniels thing, Trump.
Yep.
Look, I think Trump was a pretty heavy playboy, probably even post-marriage to Melania for a while, with all the pageants and all this other stuff. And so I think that they've got probably a large sequence of, let's just say, more Stormy Daniels ladies waiting in the wings. And so this is unfortunately, Trump considers this blackmailable material possibly. But the whole thing with the close relationship with Alga Minor and BB and the whole thing with the Israelis, this Parkland thing, when you look at this Sheriff Israel and you look at the squads of operators that could have been down there, who knows who the real operators were? Was it our own domestic alphabets that pulled this, or was there Mossad or others? It's an interesting thing to look at a place in a Jewish enclave like that where this thing goes down. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are just that it's the land of Lansky. This was a 40% student body Jewish. You have these punks that are given a microphone by the usual suspects, including Chris Wallace at Fox, Murdoch. One last thing I want to throw at you, Robert, because it bears repeating. The brilliance of Rick Adams on RBN yesterday. I don't know if you caught his show. Well, let me just give you his one great salient point. He made many, but this, I hadn't thought of it, and I sent money to the Roy Moore campaign in Alabama. And I brought up the fact that Donald Trump did not really endorse him, not in a ringing way. Donald Trump previously had gone down there to endorse Luther Strange.
Luther Strange,
Dr. Strangelove. And so he endorsed Dr. Strangelove against Roy Moore when it looked like Roy Moore did not have a chance in the early goings. But here's what Rick Adams said. We may not want to estimate the political savvy, if you will, of the Trumpster in this way. He He said, look what he did. He picks Jeff Sessions out of a strong, a very strong Republican seat in the U.S. Senate in Alabama. So he takes him out by making him Attorney General. Then they thought it was a stronghold to put Luther Strange in there. But enter into the mix, Roy Moore, who threw the plans off. So they went with a fallback position, this Doug Jones, for 2 years. There are 500,000 Republican votes that went missing in Alabama. Trump has to know this, Robert, because he stood in Pensacola, wouldn't go on stage with Roy Moore and put all this to rest. No, he stood in Pensacola and endorsed him. This is not right. When he went down there physically, in the flesh, for Dr. Strangelove. So, no, we may be being played all the way around. It seems like he does more rhetoric for us. And then, as Limbaugh himself said, when the rubber meets the road, he's not there. He's not there for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I covered, remember when, I don't know how long you've been listening to the program, but there was people that looked at his 66th floor apartment in Trump Tower, where he had all the Apollo imagery. And I mean, there's some interesting things about Trump. You know, he's probably Scottish Rite, I would guess, northern jurisdiction. This is a tough one, you know. I think, well, yeah, go ahead.
Lastly, and I'll leave you with this, Robert. I went with my eyes open with Trump, given the prospect of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Issas coming back into power. But one of the things that opened my eyes years ago to Trump was the great story that Spangola talks about a lot. It was written by Michael Collins Piper, the late Michael Piper at the American Free Press, who towers over Trump. And it's an article worth dredging up and reading.
Yeah. I've read parts of it on the air. Resorts International, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yes. Now, in Resorts International, he talked about making the deal and all this. What he didn't tell his audience is that Resorts International was a company that came from the Mary Carter Paint Company, which was its original name, that was wholly owned by the mob and the CIA. And it morphed into this Resorts International. Now, knowing all this, I still back Trump under this roll of the dice, this hope that he knew his Jewish masters in New York. He grew up with them. He knew them to the hilt. And I thought, we have an opportunity for one of them billionaires, non-Jewish, non-really in that swamp, to break loose of them. And when the Republican Jewish Congress in December of 2015, when they, during the GOP primary, when they booed him off the stage, I thought, we have some hope here. You're known by your enemies. You get what I'm saying? So it looked good for us.
Yeah.
And I thought, yes, he was all those things, like Piper had said, but maybe he'll break the shackles from them and come forth. And there was a lot of hope. There's very little hope now. You don't know how much I'm wishing that this angle that you read has merit to it. But you have to call a spade a spade.
Yeah, of course you do. And I'm the same way. I'm the type that, hey, look, you can say the good things, and let's see what you do. You get by a tree, the fruits, you're gonna know the tree. And so it's really, you know, when the 59 cruise missiles went into Syria right off the flip at the airport, you've seen 20 different stories on that. A lot of people and me. Me included, I was really, you know, let down with that one. And so, you know, it, just loading 59 cruise missiles and hitting a sovereign country. And, you know, Trump said something during his speech where he's going to sign the omnibus, where he said, we got our land back from ISIS. Did you hear that? No, that's not your land. That's the Iraqis' land, and that's the Syrians' land. So, there's some interesting things there.
It's also the things he says, like when he said, I'm not afraid of the NRA. You guys are afraid of the NRA. That's Bill Clinton-type persona, Robert. That is Bill Clinton-type. That's not for him.
Yeah, well, especially since Trump was one of an actual official endorse. the NRA officially endorsed Trump, and so did the Border Patrol, and they never hardly do that. And so
And the Border Patrol, some of them are speaking out that they're being defunded like they were in this omnibus. But lastly, I said that already, Wayne LaPierre. Now, I've been a longtime member of the GOA, but they're not doing a lot. They're just not. And if Wayne LaPierre can regain full control of the NRA in his great speech, Robert, at CPAC, there's a man. Trump should be uniting with them, not saying, you guys are afraid of the NRA. I'm not. No. Wayne LaPierre named six Jewish Americans. So angry was the Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post that they spoke against them. Not in our media, to have the debate here, honestly. No, back there in that enclave of that den of thieves that that Christ threw out of the temple. That's where they are. They're going up against Trump or Wayne LaPierre. Wayne LaPierre, I hope, wins in this internal thing that's going on at the NRA. Not Ted Nugent, unless Wayne LaPierre did this once before when he stood down Bill Clinton, if you recall that battle.
Yeah.
On the Brady Bill.
Yeah.
And, where's the Million Man March that the NRA is sponsoring? That's what we need to see.
We need, instead of the March for Our Lives, we need the March for Our Rights.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't know. They'd probably pull some sort of shooting false flag on all of us, and it'd be a tough one.
That day is coming anyhow, Robert.
Yeah. Hey, I know it. Everybody be ready. Thanks for the call, Ed.
Thank you.
Let's take Jim in Missouri. How's it going, Jim? Oh, Jim must have hung up. Let's take Rose in Virginia. Oh, okay. Let's get Jim back then.
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, been a pretty interesting weekend.
Yes.
When Trump first started to run, I thought, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a joke. And then I watched him in the debates. And he started calling out the media. And for me, and I would think for you and anybody else that doesn't pay attention to the mainstream, I was jumping for joy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, finally, somebody's calling them out. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Trump fully realized what he was getting into. But this guy, I will say, and I've been told it, and I believe it, he's working on a genius level. He's a very sharp character. I've watched him do things that I've said, yes, 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 and then I've watched him do things, and I said, what in the world are you doing?
Yeah.
And,
here's what I think. People don't. I don't think they realize that how high the stakes are in D.C. He was a New York shark, but when you get down there into D.C. and you got all these characters that've been in and out of the Pentagon running corporations, and they got their own assassin squads and everything else.
People. I think that most people don't realize how treacherous that it is up in D.C.
Yeah.
And, you got to figure this stuff has been embedded for at least 100 years, at least.
Yeah, these factions these factions openly murder each other in that city constantly. It's fascinating.
Well, let's not go into the Clintons because we all know about them.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about simple people like Seth Rich, a small level. Seth Rich's investigator just dies. You saw that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I think the deal that with this omnibus bill, okay, I had a jerk reaction like most of us did.
Hold that thought.
You got music.
Hold that thought. We'll get you on the other side of the break. Homicide, sweet soon.
suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you wanna go. You see, I'm not like all the rest.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back, City Area Radio on RBN. We're talking with Jim in Missouri. And just Jim, we came up on the break, but let me just say this with budgets. And the three richest counties in the United States surround Washington, D.C., from what I've read. Okay, so this massive spending bill, second biggest in history, you know, to basically veto it, this omnibus bill. You're in March, you got an election coming up, you got the gun grabbing loons going down there in DC, the march. To veto the bill, I mean, if there was a line item veto, fine, you could have took out whatever you wanted, but there's not. So to veto it, you know, it's like turning a ship, trying to turn the Titanic away from an iceberg very, very rapidly. You would almost upset capsize. You think about all these federal workers that have been on the basically federal payrolls and all the rest of it. The military spending that he raised for the troops and all the other stuff. If you watch Trump's footage of why he signed it, and he in his disdain for how the thing was done, it was probably done by ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council. The congressmen don't even write these bills. It's all these subsidiary corporations. But I just wanted to throw that out there before you continue your thought. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so everybody had a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
You played this alternative thought.
Yeah.
This is 8 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe he just said, okay, I'm going to play the game. 8 months, I'll change it. Or if it's true that he has total control of
the
spending, then, I've already heard on other talks that, well, he just got everything that he wanted. And part of the deal. Think of this. Part of the deal. He's going to come out and he's going to go, I'm so sorry that I did this. I'm just so sorry that he's going to play the game, make him think that he got caught, he got nailed, and he's going to take him from the rear end and say, "Oh yeah, you guys thought you were smart. I outwitted you." So
yeah, well, I read some weeks back about that. From Sun Tzu, where it talks about, man, you got to make it look like you got beat, like you're weak, and the rest of it right when you're about to strike. I don't know. Trump supposedly got a very high IQ.
Well, nobody knows with Trump. And I think that's why he's so good at what he does, is because he plays the game. So
he's been playing it a long time.
I don't know that we should be really worried. I mean, totally with everything that's going on, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch and see what the results are.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see what the results are because you can't have the knee jerk, because if you do the knee jerk without really thinking it through, and you can't tell with this guy. I think he's a master, and I think that Putin knows that he's a master, because Putin is too.
Yeah.
He's a master chess player.
Mm-hmm.
And, just like the putting the capital of Israel in Jerusalem.
Well,
that might have been I'm going to put my pawn out here and see how everybody reacts.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know what's going through the guy's head, but it's very interesting. Have you heard about the senior executive service?
Oh, yeah, all over the Millennium Report. American Intelligence Media, sure. Everybody should look into that, the SES. Thanks for the call, Jim.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, the Committee of 500, basically. Yeah, interesting stuff. And I'll mention it on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. It's Incendiary Radio on RBN, and we are taking calls. Wanted to get this in real quick. An emerging communist takeover by gun-grabbing students underway by Captain Dave Bertrand, retired. This weekend, we move into stage five of Trump's takedown of the deep state actors, according to a military insider, a.k.a. the Alliance. What that entails is varied, but what is evident, the deep state have created diversion by busing in students from around the country to literally break into the gates of the White House over their attempts to force new and aggressive gun control measures. Now, listen to this. Promoters of the Second Amendment are reported to be rapidly organizing protests at several major cities, and if a paid provocateur creates an incident with these so-called innocent social justice warriors, the Second Amendment will end up on the chopping block, in a further sort of measure. These students are shills for the Democrat Party in their bid to take back the House in November, since 99% of these students will be 18 upon graduation this year and will vote. All this time comes when a time when rogue FBI agents will face their demise soon, while the Mueller investigation is falling apart fast. And they're talking about, I don't know, but and Ken and I were talking off the air. It's like a screwed up movie is what we're witnessing right now with all of this, skullduggery in the government and so forth and so on. So let's take Rose in Virginia. Welcome to the program, ma'am.
Hi, thank you, Robert. I always enjoy you since you started Incendiary Radio.
Thank you.
I wanted to request to hear from Jeff from Idaho. I used to enjoy him hearing Dr. Parker's show, and I would like him if he could come and call and let us know if he has heard from Dr. Parker. When it comes to president, president, please, this bill, like you said, is the second largest bill. It really was more for the liberals. I know that many of these senators, they don't read it. They just have somebody to go over whatever they want to. And please not to go against his word. We need to build a fence to do something about this. And I greatly appreciate it. I am praying. I still have some hope that he will do something and not let Israel, the neocons take over and tell us what to do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Rose. Appreciate you listening and calling in. I mean, it's a hectic time, and I think our psychological warfare chiefs that are basically, they treat us as enemy, belligerents, as the government has tilted against the citizenry, and you can talk, get into this March 9th, 1933, and all that stuff. It's crazy that it's like they want to overload us constantly with heavy things coming our way, and you see how people are melting down. The derangement syndrome is universal now. People are out there in left field, just willing to do violence to each other over silly things, a shirt or a hat that somebody else has. These are very trying times. They're the times that try men's souls, as people talk about. But anything else?
Well, Rick Adams, I have heard him. He says he's a very spiritual man. I really enjoy him. And he says there will be rumors of wars. He doesn't believe that it's going to be a...
Well, it says like wars. The Bible says wars and rumors of wars. So there's always wars going on. There's, Turkey just bombed the crap out of some of the oldest Christian churches in Syria. That's all over, and I've got the articles pulled up. But the Turks. Keep your eye on the Turks. They've got history. They've got a history of, let's just say, acting out in very anti-Christian, methodologies for a long, long time.
Well, pray avail as much.
All right. Well, thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
All right.
Have
let's
a good
take,
evening. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Take care.
Let's take Tony in Chicago. How you doing, Tony?
Okay. You read that last thing that you read. There was some language in there about, pro-gun groups, setting up demonstrations. I was amazed how little, flack that these communist scum around the country, took on Saturday. I mean, they just weren't in D.C. They were all over the place. I I did an overpass all day.
Did you?
Up on a Saturday up by O'Hare Airport. I probably had 80 to 100,000 cars pass my signs.
Wow.
I mean, they set me off. But aside from myself, and I guess there was, what, 30 in D.C. from Gun Owners of America, and I guess we'll find out what Billy Roper did down in Arkansas. He was planning to go out.
Yeah. Well, you know what's fascinating is the commies have the infrastructure in place to bus people and blah, blah, blah. The rest of us are all working and trying to actually be productive members of society. And so they find these different groups of rabble, these drags, and these kids are drags because they're all willing to basically be brainwashed into basically going against their own history, their own DNA, their own founders and so forth, and in a complete spate of ignorance. And so but these people with these controllers can really get people, the street level bodies, warm bodies out there, and I think a lot of the people like us are just waiting for it to hit the fan, or we're doing things, we're busy with actually having jobs and so forth.
Oh well, but the thing is, if you have gun confiscation, it's going to be too late when the SH hits the fan. You're going to be disarmed, or you're going to have a SWAT team on you. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I'm not talking about someone like yourself. You're doing this show, okay? So you're doing your part, okay?
Yeah.
But what blows me away is that this whole thing is such a fraud, such an obvious fraud. It's so much in your face.
Yeah.
You think that this would have just riled up a few more people to go out and confront this scum around the country. And let's face it, in D.C., the scum was bussed in. I mean, there was millions of dollars that went into that, bussing them in. But around the country, they weren't, no one was, people were coming voluntarily. It appeared to me there was, it's anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 idiots in downtown Chicago on Saturday, and I mean, no one paid for them to go there because I mean, this is a leftist hotbed.
St. Louis is really becoming one as well. It's insane.
Yeah.
We got all these Marxist Leninists running around. Oh my God!
I've been hearing you. You've been talking about. I mean, the biggest group up here, and I know you have it down there, is just dumbed down sports fan idiots, and that's the majority of the white people up here. But getting back to what I was doing, and I have to say I do think there is a feeling out there amongst the masses that there's something wrong with this Parkland thing, because I had my signs pointed on the traffic going downtown away from O'Hare. Okay, and it wasn't backed up. Okay, and I did get a few honks. At least I knew they could see what I had up there. Okay, but then when I switched them going from downtown to O'Hare, which was all backed up, I switched them out, in the middle of the day. I could see some of these people, and I was getting a few honks and some. They're taking pictures, and I just got a vibe that I did get some fingers. I just got a vibe that some of these, there's quite a few people, even in a idiocracy like this, and this is one of the large, I think this could be the biggest sports fan idiocracy in the nation. I'm talking population-wise.
Yeah, St. Louis is like a microcosm of Chicago, because Cardinals and the Blues, oh my God,
yeah, all that crap, but I actually think even amongst a lot of those people, they're a little leery about this whole story that was shoved on us. I mean, these were 8-foot signs by 2.5 feet, and they were 10-inch lettering. Wake up, Parkland, Florida school shooting was a gun control hoax.
Damn, nice.
Then I had just say no to more bogus false flag mass shootings.
Nice.
Then I had learn the truth on Parkland, Florida. These were signs were 8 feet. I fitted them into the gates because I went up there you know, the Sunday before to measure them out. Learn the truth on Parkland, Florida, made for TV hoax at www.jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Now, maybe just one person went to jamesfetzer.blogspot.com off of this. That I also had, and unfortunately, this one blew away. It was a and I wish it didn't. I couldn't find it. It blew away in the morning. March for Our Lives, David Hogg / Emma Gonzalez, our crisis actor frauds. Now, that was up for a little bit. But the bottom line is, she is 100% proven crisis actor fraud. I mean, she's 100% nailed. Did you see
her? Yeah, I seen her with her long hair and her other stuff she was doing.
100% nailed. I mean, so, look at you see this. And everything else that conspired that day. How can you? I have. It's hard to believe they did good funerals. I used to live in Broward County for 19 years. Okay, so I took a big interest in this, but I've been taking an interest in all of these things since 9/11, Sandy Hook. But yeah, it's hard to believe they got away with it. I can't believe anybody got killed because it sure doesn't seem like anybody got injured because they were out of the hospital quick, and they were out of there in a week, if that. I just can't believe anybody got killed. I'm sorry, because there's just so much phony about this. And then this thing here, and it's amazing how they can get away with this.
It makes you absolutely sick.
But I mean, I got to give them credit.
Yeah, I mean, they got a big set of balls.
To do some crap like this, and how they control the cops, they control the court system down there in Broward County. I mean, and, this little SOB wasn't even in that building. They showed 20, well, I'm not going to waste our time with all the specifics because anybody that's paying attention knows the specifics. 27 minutes of tape. There's no video of him entering the building because he was never in the building. And then
what really gets you is just the artificiality of the aftermath, and now it's counted.
Oh, yeah!
The entire thing.
That's where I think even the dumbed-down idiocracy, the masses, they could see it. How can't you see it? And it's insulting to your intelligence. It is that insulting. And then it takes someone like me, a hothead like me, that will, I have the time, that will go up there and put it in their face. They want to say it, but they're afraid to say it, that this is
all Alex Jones wants to say it, too. Alex Jones and guys like that, but see, he's gotten
wants
to the
to
point.
Say, well, yeah, he knows, obviously he knows, he doesn't want to lose whatever. He doesn't want to get sued, but it takes a hothead like me to go up there and say, put a big sign 8 feet up there, wake up, Parkland, Florida, school shooting was a gun control hoax. And people look at that, and I know they're thinking of it. They're thinking that, but they won't even talk about it amongst themselves, that no one died and it's all full of it. And that's why I did somewhat get an encouraging reaction. So at least I feel like I did do something, and I'm not going to say I got people thinking. I might have got them talking about that, what they were already thinking, but we are so PC and so afraid in white America that, we're even afraid to say what's on our mind. If it doesn't agree with the Jew media, that's how bad it is.
People see what happens to others when they say just their basic opinion, man. It's just to have an opinion now in today's sick Orwellian society can get you careers ruined and all the rest of this garbage. So. People get doxxed and all the rest of this crap, and then you got these stalkers out here that report people their jobs and blah blah blah. It's just like these people are just like they're like the most utter form of filth, and they don't even deserve to basically have to be American because they've devolved into this cowardly sludge, and they've basically taken a posture that is completely antithetical to the rugged, individualistic nature, just the people in the 60s and 50s and 70s. I mean, now it's reverted to this. I just never thought it would happen in such a quick, rapid succession. Even people were hardcore in the 90s as far as stating what was on their mind. Now it's gone.
Oh, we're in massive trouble. Just one last thing. We're in massive trouble. You know, I've really been getting through this county, and you know, this is, I think it is the bit largest county in the country, Cook County. We're down now. I don't even know what this number means, because there are significant numbers of white Mexicans, white Puerto Ricans, and believe it or not, white Muslims, Arabics, yeah, who don't act white, by the way. You've mentioned that before. They are left-wing scum when you get to know these people, because I see them go berserk in this area. But we're down to 43% white in this county, and boy, do you see it when you drive through it now, because I kind of hang out on the south end, and I don't spend the whole year up here, and I'm only up here because of a 90-year-old mother, and I'm just, you know, when she's gone, I'm out of here. I never want to see this place again. But this is getting bad up here, man. I don't think you've been up. Yeah. The country has changed overnight, and we are in big trouble. But that's why I had to lash out, and I will lash out again on this particular thing, on this what is it, March for Our Lives, because these people are not done, and I will lash out again. I just hope more people go out and lash out against these people and give them a run for their money and tell them that they are liars. In a way that they're
right
not
on,
gonna
man.
Get sued. All right, take it easy.
All right, brother, take care, man, and keep fighting. That's all you can do.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ah!
Incendiary Radio. Now, we're going to take Frank in North Carolina. I bought this shirt the other day, and it's a Luke 22:36 Bible verse, but it's done in the common vernacular. And Jesus said, if you don't have an AR-15, sell your coat and buy one. In the original language, of course, it's a sword, but in today's common vernacular, we don't carry swords, we carry guns. So I bought that shirt. And then the other one I bought was, nobody needs an AR-15 question mark. And then it says on the shirt, nobody needs a whiny little bitch either, yet you are here. And so I got that shirt as well. What's up, Frank?
Oh, man, I got my AR right here where I lay. Always right next to me with a full magazine, 28 rounds and a 30-round mag.
Just to save the spring. Just to save your spring, yeah. So what's up, man?
Well, you know, I mean, I'd love to believe in these theories about Trump, you know, being so smart and everything, and I hope they're right. But
me too.
Personally, I just don't hold much faith. I've been disappointed time and time again, you know.
Yeah.
Just candidate after candidate, year after year, cycle after cycle, decade after decade, none of them ever do or are able to do what they say they're going to do. And,
hey, but Frank, you do have to admit though, we're in some weird, uncharted waters this time with just like the war going on up there and everything else. It is fascinating to watch.
Yeah, it's sick, man. I'll be honest with you. I get the feeling the lights are being cut off.
Yeah.
You know, like in a business, you know, the lights are slowly being dimmed and cut off.
While the 5G gets cranked it up.
Yeah, that's some really scary stuff. I was listening about that on Rents the other night. That's some really scary stuff. And but, you know, there are people, though, if Trump, you know, really is a traitor or incapable of doing what he said he was going to do, there are people that will support him to the very end. They'll make excuses. If that's the case, there are people. They'll come up with every theory they can come up with of all, and just hang on a little while longer. I mean, I remember people telling me that Ron Paul, after they had called the election for Obama, they said, oh, don't worry, they're going to do a recount. Ron Paul's got it. He's got the votes. And, I mean,
right.
There were people on RBN saying that. Oh, don't worry. Don't even worry. Ron Paul's got it. He will be, you know, the next president. And this is after they had already called the election, so. I mean, you know, there's always people that are going to do that, but it's a sick feeling, man. These people can get a lot of people together, and we can't. And I really do see here where I am in North Carolina, man, people care about sports. Now,
yeah,
I have been to some places that sell bullets and stuff like that and guns, and it seems like pretty much what our people do, people more on our side. Rather than go out somewhere and march or protest, they go out and they buy more ammo.
Yep.
Now, what that's eventually going to lead to, I don't know. Yeah, they buy another gun. They buy another gun, or they buy another, you know.
Well, the AR and AK sales are off the charts right now. Hold the line, Frank. We'll see you on the after the top of the hour.
Between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time. Yeah. Oh, my faith left my side. It's gonna die.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life. with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.